Hello and welcome to Maximizing Social Impact, a podcast about social ventures produced by Dallas Social Venture Partners. I'm Anna DeHaro, the Public Affairs Director of Clear Channel Radio, Dallas-Fort Worth, and I have some very special guests in studio, Brian Burton, who is the Executive Director of the Wilkinson Center, and Stacy Caldwell, the Executive Director of Dallas Social Venture Partners. Brian, Stacy, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Okay, Brian, right off the bat. What is it that you do? What is Wilkinson Center?
Well, our name would not indicate what we do, but we're a nonprofit organization located in East Dallas that's been working since 1982 to help families that are in need get out of poverty. And we have a two approaches to that. First of all, of course, is to stabilize them so that they have food on the table and a place to live and have some means of support. But very quickly, we move to the heart of the matter, and that's helping them take control of their lives through education, through trying to make a better life for their kids, and helping them to dream about their career. So it's a very exciting and meaningful work.
You're right, though. The name doesn't say what you guys mm-hmm. do. Why is it called the Wilkinson Center? Who is Mr. Wilkinson?
Actually, Ruby Wilkinson.
Who is Mrs. Wilkinson?
Who was an early volunteer who really was devoted to seeing the Wilkinson Center get started when she saw neighborhood children around her church in East Dallas at Munger Place United Methodist actually digging in dumpsters looking for food. And so from that sort of startling vision, she organized people and they started the Wilkinson Center. They named the center after her when she passed away in 1985. So I'm proud we're named for a volunteer.
And it's interesting because I instantly assumed it was named after a man, but there are so many women who have made such a huge difference in our community. So Ruby Wilkinson.
Ruby.
Ruby.
Mm-hmm.
And just simply by seeing the poverty around her, she ends up starting this center mm-hmm. and makes a huge impact. Who'd have thunk?
Exactly. And I think that's just a wonderful example, speaking of volunteers, that it's not just wealthy philanthropists that make a difference, even though we need them, but it takes everybody.
And tell us about DSVP, Stacy.
So Dallas Social Venture Partners is an organization that's been around Dallas for about 10 years. We attract very charismatic, thoughtful individuals who want to make an impact in the community, and they want to do more than just write a check. They want to use their personal and business skills to go into the nonprofits that we support and help them get to the next level. So we use a venture capital model, which is that we both infuse dollars and the talents of the individuals who are our partners to help those organizations grow to the next level where they want to be. So typically, after a period of time with us, our nonprofits are seeing an increase in their budget, increase in their client outreach, increase in their staff. And it's not that we're the ones doing it. They've got hard workers on the ground who are actually growing those organizations, like Brian. But our partners are really good at identifying the nonprofits that are ready for that and helping resource and nurture and fuel them along the way.
I mentioned that the Wilkinson Center doesn't exactly describe what they do within the community there in East Dallas. Dallas Social Venture Partners, you hear the name and instantly you think it has something to do with Wall Street and finances.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I'm like going, they're venture capitalists. Oh. What does that have to do with nonprofits?
Well, so the social venture partner movement started about 12 years ago in Seattle with a couple executives coming out of Microsoft. And the idea was to be able to bring the successes that you've achieved in business and in your personal life and bring it into the social sector through social ventures.
Okay, so when you say social sector, exactly what do you mean?
So the social sector in my brain is it's the entire spectrum of organizations that are working to help the people in the community. So you've got the nonprofits on one side and the foundations on the other and everything in between, schools, hospitals, social service agencies, things like that.
You guys have teamed up with the Wilkinson Center.
We have.
And what do you guys do together?
Wow, do I get to pitch in here?
Yeah.
Well, I like to say, since we call it DSVP, first adopted the Wilkinson Center almost 6 years ago, they have literally transformed our entire agency. we were just ripe for the sort of assistance that they bring because we were ready to expand. We were starting to gather sufficient resources. We had a lot of heart, a lot of vision. But like a lot of nonprofits, we didn't have that business expertise and know-how that you would have to pay top dollar for if you went out and hired consultants. Dallas Social Venture Partners just met us where we were, took us by the hand, said, "What do you need?" That's my favorite question from a supporter or a donor. We said, "Well, first of all, we want to expand our after-school program." So they just concentrated people from their membership to help us rebrand that program, helped us set goals, helped us understand how to replicate it and make it portable so it could go all over the city. Today we're at 8 different sites. That was Social Venture Partners that did that. Then they moved on and tackled other areas of the program that really, as Stacy said, have not only helped us move to another level, but they've really helped us leap up several levels to be able to provide huge expansion of services into some of the most underserved, poverty-stricken areas in our city. So it's been a comprehensive effort. We have benefited on many levels, both through their expertise, their dollars, and their in-kind donations, and just their general sense of nurturing of our staff and our board so that we really built our confidence and had a keener, more long-term vision of what the Wilkinson Center could become.
Stacy, when you described that these partners came in and helped the Wilkinson Center build and do it smarter, it sounded like he was describing the Verizon guy from the commercial with all the people behind him.
That's right.
Here's your Verizon network. That's we're here to save the day.
That's right. Well, and I have to say that is a wonderful way of describing the way we work as a partnership. As a volunteer, if you're not a part of Dallas Social Venture Partners, often you're walking through the door alone. And you want to get engaged in a meaningful project and you want to go heads down on perhaps a task force or a strategic plan or something like that. And then maybe you're called out of town for a 6-month stay. What happens? At Dallas Social Venture Partners, you have the entire network behind you who is willing to help resource those nonprofits. So when your life and duty calls, that nonprofit sees a seamless kind of transition. Mm-hmm. At the same time, you get to leverage each other's resources. So when you are in that nonprofit and you recognize a need that you can't fulfill either with your expertise or connections, again, you've got the entire social venture partnership behind you to say, hey, we need someone over here who knows marketing and communications. We need a brand audit. Who can help us with that? I don't know anything about it, but I can at least serve. And so we work strategically as a partnership together. What I think Brian is really gifted at, and it's a very unique ability, is really energizing those highly skilled volunteers. And at DSVP, we've become more mature at how we select our nonprofits to make sure they're really open to this experience. I mean, we get kind of nosy. We want to know everything, and we want to be the best friend of everybody there. And not every nonprofit really wants that. And so when we started thinking about what is compatibility, what is it that we're looking for in those successful investments, we modeled a lot of that conversation and that assessment around Brian. And our experience at the Wilkinson Center. And the things that we found in that process was we're looking for things like the relationship between the board and the executive director. We're looking for how transparent they are, how opportunistic they are. Are
they accountable? Do you find a lot of times they work against each other?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, it's not that we're looking for perfect organizations, but there are certain indicators that will tell us, are they going to be open to this experience and really want to capture and harness the power of our network? And so that's, you know, that's a unique ability of leaders, both at the board level and at the staff level, to really kind of be healthy enough in their ability to execute, to allow others, outside stakeholders, to come to the table with their ideas and their wild hair ideas sometimes and be open to it.
My guest once again, Brian Burton, who is the executive director of the Wilkinson Center, named after Ruby Wilkinson, and it serves the East Dallas community, trying to help people break that cycle of poverty, get on their feet, and succeed. Stacy Caldwell is here as well, executive director of Dallas Social Venture Partners, and our topic is engaging highly skilled volunteers. And of course, where are you going to find those highly skilled volunteers? Through the Dallas Social Venture Partners. You guys are going to train them. Brian, what do you think the definition of a highly skilled volunteer is?
It's a little tough for me to define that, because in no way do I want to diminish the contributions of every right. single person and volunteer that comes through our doors. But I guess in my mind, when I think of highly skilled volunteer, of course I think of Dallas Social Venture Partners, as well as other individuals that have come to us independently, that kind of come from a more business orientation. Perhaps they've been very successful executives in marketing or finance and have a broad range of very high-level experience and a lot of really great strategic ways of looking at possibilities and problems. They're real problem solvers. I think of this quote I love from Voltaire: there is no problem that can withstand the constant assault of thinking. This is kind of the mindset of a DSVP, highly skilled volunteer, because they come in and instead of just negatively evaluating things, they'll just say, is there anything I can do to help? And before you know it, you've got them working on a very complex issue or a problem that seemed unsolvable. And they bring a fresh pair of eyes to it and just an immense background and awareness of other examples of success and best practices and different sorts of things that may be transportable from the business culture into nonprofit, but maybe not always just without adaptation. But they really have a sense for being able to come in and honor the systems that are there and to try to plug in a unique way where maybe we didn't have the expertise before. Again, I don't want to in any way disparage the folks that come in and do the daily grind, and maybe the guy that comes in and cleans up and all that. My goodness, we'd close without him. But we're seeing more and more of this type of volunteer come into the Wilkinson Center, and I think more and more nonprofits are going to have to kind of maybe get ready for those guests in maybe a little different way in the future.
You quote Voltaire, I'll quote Michael Jordan, former Chicago Bull: there is no I in team. And so when you look at volunteers, everybody does their part. And when you have a highly skilled volunteer, that is absolutely awesome. But it's also great to have that volunteer who's there, you know, every Saturday to clean up, or absolutely. Every Saturday to stuff envelopes, whatever. Are you seeing more people volunteering?
Definitely. And we're seeing more of this type of profile of person walking through the door. And I think clearly it's because of the economy and the changes that we're seeing. But also I find that it's kind of this new awareness that there really is something more than your job and something more than just the possessions you have around you. And so in that way, I kind of see that as a silver lining of the situation our country's in right now, is there's more and more people kind of thinking again about what's my purpose in life, who is my neighbor, what can I do to give back, realizing that that's such a rewarding feeling. I mean, that meets a need inside each one of us that cannot be met any other way. And so the beautiful thing about models like the Social Venture Partners is that they're really a bridge for these two worlds, to try to connect the volunteer with the social sector in a way that it feels good. It feels like you've had a return on your investment of time and your resources in a way that just really almost you look back at your life and say, wow, all the skills and all the experiences I've had up till now have really prepared me for this moment. And it's really a beautiful sort of thing where people can come and rediscover some of their purposes and meaning in life.
I have a friend who was laid off 5 months ago, and even though she's out there looking for a job, she has begun volunteering for things that she believes in. And she says, it helps me to get out of bed in the morning, because if I think about what's out there, if I turn on the news and I'm seeing the latest unemployment statistics and I'm knocking on doors and I'm not getting the answer I want, by volunteering, I'm helping people and I'm seeing people who could be in worse shape.
It's a good antidepressant.
There you go.
Who needs Wellbutrin? Go volunteer.
That's great.
But that's true.
As many times as I talk to nonprofits, Stacy, I always hear the same answer whenever I ask, so what about volunteer opportunities? Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. We're in constant need of volunteers. Right. Dallas Social Venture Partners, you're in need of partners. And when we talk about partners, we're talking about those highly skilled volunteers, those people who are leaders in their community, who may not be volunteering right now, but who are executives, lawyers, accountants, who can definitely give back.
Absolutely. We are focused on impacting children in North Texas. That's where our investments go. The nonprofits that we serve focus on children or education in the North Texas region. And we're only as good as our reach, as large as our partnership is, as how far we can reach. And so we're always looking for partners. And there are individuals just like you and me who can join the organization. And we just ask a financial commitment and a commitment of time. And the time can be scaled to what your life can accommodate. And that's, again, the beauty of the network. And we know that within the two-year commitment time, at some point you're going to find that thing that calls you into action. And we're going to be there to help facilitate that approach, to make sure that it's strategic based on what your interests are, your background is, your passions, your time availability. So we really help broker that experience in a meaningful way. And then you know that the projects that you're working on, for example, a strategic plan with the Wilkinson Center, would be something that's really a part of a bigger pathway for that organization. So you can kind of see over time, when you're a partner of ours, how this kind of volunteering is really impacting those organizations.
What happens when you hear somebody say, okay, I would love to help you out, but I really don't have the time? How do you respond to that?
Well, again,
can you formulate a plan for them to become a partner and use their skills?
Absolutely. And it really is, it's different for every person. And we also call internally, we call DSVP a guilt-free zone. Because anytime somebody says, oh, I got your call, and I just can't serve on that one engagement right now. I'm just too busy. Or maybe they've turned down four engagements that we've approached them with. It is okay. That is the beauty of this organization. That nonprofit is not going to go without. We're going to find, either within our partnership or within our connections and resources, a way to help that nonprofit move forward. But again, the more partners we have, the more impact we can have together.
We always hear about the importance of networking. If I can't help you, perhaps I know somebody who can.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's the way we work. And, I think with this whole highly skilled volunteer, that term can be intimidating to some folks. I think it's really about your approach. Our partners are interested in really engaging at the leadership level of an organization. We typically don't encourage our partners to serve on the board, although we have some of those examples, because sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you're actually building a board or rebuilding a board with the existing ones. But typically our partners want to go in at the leadership level and be a part of that business function of the organization. And so it's those kind of individuals who you might deem highly skilled. It doesn't necessarily mean they're executives or have been executives. I mean, we come from all walks of life. We even have women who raised their children are now going back to school to think
they
about
They are executives,
next. That's
Stacy.
That's exactly right. And, I mean, they're highly skilled. So we really attract all sorts of individuals. I think the thing that they're looking for is a meaningful way to engage with those nonprofits. Now, I just did a new orientation with one of our newest partners, and he got really excited about the engagement opportunities we call our volunteering engagement. He got really excited, and then he said, I'm absolutely in. That's the project I want to work on. I'm really excited about it, but I also want you to call me when you just have you know, roll up your sleeves, day of service where you want me to move one box over, you know, over from there to here so that I can see the end product. So, you know, there are people out there who are also looking for service, that, you know, days where they can just come and give and see the end of the project. But being able to think as a nonprofit separately between those two things. How do we engage individuals who want to come to us and really work in the food pantry and organize and inventory? And how do we engage those individuals who are coming to us because they want to work on some of that leadership, business development work? I think that's the important key for nonprofits these days.
May I give a few more specific examples of how we've utilized highly skilled volunteers? At the Wilkinson Center, we had a need one time for some really good legal counsel on employment because of a difficult employment issue we were facing with an employee. One of their employment lawyers led us through that so that we were fair and honest and everything worked out great in the end.
Something that could have cost you a fortune.
Could have been hugely liable if we had just, you know, gone ahead and used a, you know, somebody that didn't know what they were talking about. Another one of their attorneys rewrote our bylaws, which were very in need of updating after like 10 years, and that was very helpful. They've twice have helped us totally update our strategic plan, and many people from many different backgrounds can help with that, and that's making an impact for years into the future. We have a marketing guy who has helped shepherd a process of getting a PR firm to help us, you know, expand our awareness in the community. We've had a real estate specialist help us with a land purchase recently, and collaboration people from Social Venture Partners have helped us know how to partner with other agencies, develop our board. As you can see, there's just a myriad of possibilities. So no matter who you are, no matter what your background, no matter what your skills, there really is a place for you at the table. And I guarantee you it will be the highlight of your experience, because you are going to walk away feeling just more whole and more complete and just better because of that experience.
If somebody wants information about Dallas Social Venture Partners, they can go to the website dsvp.org. And if you want more information about the Wilkinson Center, named after Ruby Wilkinson, see, I got a little history lesson from Brian today out in East Dallas. It's the Wilkinson Center. .org. It's as easy as that, WilkinsonCenter.org. Once again, what the Wilkinson Center is doing in East Dallas?
Providing pathways out of poverty so people can become self-sufficient with dignity and respect.
I love that, mm-hmm. Pathways out of poverty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just obviously more and more people are finding themselves in this situation unexpectedly, as well as people who are born into generational poverty. So we're helping a wide spectrum of people, from the generational poor to what we're calling the briefcase homeless right now. And so it's really a amazing variety and diversity of people that are in need right now in our city. So we need everyone to come together and look out for each other and help.
You super serve that East Dallas community, though.
Mainly East and Southeast Dallas. We recently opened up services in the Pleasant Grove area of Southeast Dallas, a wonderful community, but is very underserved. So we're bringing all sorts of adult education, GED, ESL, career development, computers, as well as after-school programs and a food pantry right there in that community as well. So we're spread out across about a fourth of the county now, serving some very high need areas, but it's wonderful work. I wish everyone could come down and experience it.
Do you think that you would have seen this rate of growth in the organization without DSVP?
I never would have dreamed it, and like Stacy said, I was just ripe for it, because I like to think of myself as very teachable. Maybe you call me desperate, but I like to learn and I like to benefit from the expertise of others, and the organization was just at the perfect place for DSVP to come in and help us, and we'll never be the same.
engaging highly skilled volunteers. And do you find that when you work with these highly skilled volunteers that you become highly skilled yourself? Is it like osmosis?
Well, you know, it's true. I think Stacy hit on a point a minute ago that the agency really needs to be in a place of wanting to embrace this type of volunteer and this type of help, because you kind of have to park your need for control and your ego at the door and realize, wow, they may come in and really help us discover that there's ways that we can really change and improve what we're doing. It's not that we've not been doing good work in the past, but it can always be so much better. So just really embracing everything that they bring to the table, it's important. And I'm telling you, we need to do it because the community needs us. They need us to be excellent. They need us to be at our best. Mm-hmm. And so with this sort of help available in Dallas, how could you not want to take full advantage of it?
Make sure that we're working smarter.
Mm-hmm. I think I actually was thinking about how most nonprofits have a major donor strategy, a kind of a strategy behind their funding, where they're looking at the capacity of different donors and figuring out how they can engage them. I think that it's time for nonprofits to look at their volunteers in these ways as well, and to cultivate major volunteers. Whether we call them highly skilled or not, I think that they are offering a unique set of services, mm-hmm. and they get engaged and activated differently. And so for nonprofits to shift or expand their thinking in that way, will help them to really receive those who are coming to them right now.
Excellent point.
Thank you.
Once again, if you want more information about Dallas Social Venture Partners, dsvp.org and wilkinsoncenter.org. Thank you as well to DFW Multimedia for their generous support, and Kevin Slater, our chief engineer, and Brian and Stacy, thank you so much.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us today and hosting us.